Siddur Slibet Sir is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, memory of Joseph's father, Rabbi Siegel, Lezer, Rabbi Menitzchak Alevi, and by Yelad Avram Forum for Shlema Das Aracha Waschana Golda. We've been making our way, or we're still in the introduction to Kedusha. This notion that we pledge when we respond in Chazar Sashatz, when we're in a minyan, we affirm and we pledge our commitment, maybe even to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa. The Arizal thought one should have in mind, they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Nekadesh Hashem Chabolam. Our commitment that we're going to represent Hashem's brand well in the world. We're going to bring other people close to Him. We're going to sanctify His name in all that we do. That's the essence of what Yiddishkeit is all about. To be brand ambassadors, to draw other people close, to live such a life that people will look. In fact, this is the way the Rambam, the Bais, and the Gemara and Yuma understands the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. The Gemara and Yuma wonders, how is it possible to love Hashem? How can the Torah command an emotion? And the Gemara there concludes, it's not an emotion, it's commanding behavior. That if we live and we conduct ourselves in such a way, other people will love Hashem because of us. When we're honest in business, when we have integrity, when we carry ourselves in a positive way, when we practice common courtesy, when we act like a mensch. The Gemara says, when people see us and we're acting properly, Ashrei Rabba Shalom D'Tor, Ashrei Aviv Shalom D'Tor. People will say, wow, how fortunate, how lucky, how praiseworthy, their father, their teacher taught Torah. Chalila, a person acts the opposite. They make a chil Hashem. And oyla rabba shalom the Torah, oyla aviv shalom the Torah. This is what Torah produces. This is what creates somebody who has no integrity, someone who's dishonest, someone who's discourteous. So our life, in essence, the way we experience, the way we'll fulfill the mitzvah we're about to recite in Shema, v'yahavta Hashem lekecha, the way we'll fulfill a mitzvah to love Hashem is not an emotion, because we can't command an emotion. But we can command and dictate regulating behavior. And the type of behavior that will bring other people close to Hashem. And that type of behavior is called a Kiddush Hashem, and that's what Kiddush is all about. Kiddush is the daily reminder, the morning and the afternoon in Kiddusha. It's the pledge that we affirm our commitment. We are prepared to live a life to make a Kiddush Hashem. Just want to finish the introduction before we dive into the words itself. We began to see the two words quoted by the Ramah. Yeslisa inayim lamarim b'shashem Kiddusha. A person should lift their eyes to the heavens. When you say Kiddusha, you look up. And also, we shuckle, and we lift up off the ground. We know primarily in the three kadoshas, we stand up on our tippy toes, but we repeat that, Baruch Kvod, maybe also Yimloch. There are different opinions that are quoted about going up on our toes during these different parts. The Beis Yosef brings to the Shiboli Aleket, one of the Rishonim, Mashanogim b'nei ha'olam l'nanei ha'atzim b'kedusha matzasi ha'tam b'shem Rashi. The stones and the trees were shaking and trembling from the fear, the awe of the king. So when we're saying and recognizing how Hashem is separate, He's apart, He's distinct, He's elevated from all else, how could you not react? By shaking, by tittering, with a sense of awe. So if the stones and the trees, if they shake when they recognize with awe the king, then all the more so we should as well. The Avud Raham brings another makor for this minag and for this practice. Beis Yosef also brings the Medrash Tanchuma. It says, V'shtayim yofef, yachid b'chanafayim yofef. Pasuk in Yeshaya talks about flying, but we don't have wings to fly. That we should fly a little bit. We lift. We get a little bit of lift off the ground. Nobody's dunking a basketball, but we get a little bit of lift off the ground when we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We're fulfilling this pasuk in Yeshaya. We get lift. We fly. Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Shla, Shekabala biyado, Sheyarim gufo v'akva lamala, Baruch yimloch kemo b'kadosh. That we don't only do it, even though the key source, whether it's Avud Raham, Shibalei Aleket, or based on the Medrash Tanchuma, the key source of when we push up on our toes, when we lift, is for Kadosh. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shla, similarly we do it for Baruch and for Vayimloch. We do it. The Levush goes on, V'tzarech l'ananiyah kol gufo, v'lizdazeh me'imasa yizbarach. It's not enough to just go up and otherwise be limp. A person should shake and shuckle. Person should react and respond. A person's demeanor and posture should reflect a recognition that they are in front of the king and pledging our life. We jump up. that the angels are Ratzav Ashov, so we too, our demeanor, our posture, a little calisthenics, we're jumping up. We're jumping up in our approach, in our effort. We're lifting up in order to achieve a closeness to Hashem. And we do it to climb levels. Those three times that we go up, you shouldn't just see it as coming back down, but we are ascending and we're climbing levels as we go. We'll pick up tomorrow night for different suggestions. It seems somewhat peculiar and unusual, this idea. Normally we stand with our feet together. All of a sudden we're going up. Everybody in sync. It's like, what's going on here? So different explanations or reasons. What is the image that we're supposed to have? A person could be saying Kedusha their entire life and going up at Kadosh Kadosh and have no idea why. What are we supposed to think? What's the Kavana? What's the mindfulness? What are we trying to achieve while we do it? We'll see several explanations over the next few evenings.